From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo invites President Erdogan for a bilateral visit. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin inaugurates 5 strategic projects in Papua. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Foreign Minister of Turkey Hakan Fidan in Jakarta Saturday. In her statement after the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi said she conveyed a state invitation from President Joko Widodo to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to come to Indonesia and hold the first meeting of the High-Level Strategic Council. She said Indonesia and Turkey formed the Council last year. The meeting between President Joko Widodo and President Erdogan is expected to ensure concrete results and have an impact on bilateral relations between the two countries.
Indonesia and Turkey is a strategic partner. Therefore, last year, we established the High-Level Strategic Council. I convey a standing invitation from President Widodo for a bilateral visit, and the state visit can be used to convene the first High-Level Strategic Council and ensuring concrete and impactful result.
The two foreign ministers also welcomed the continued growth in trade relations between Indonesia and Turkey. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, in 2022, trade relations between the two countries experienced a 29% increase from the previous year, reaching nearly $3 billion. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister of Turkey Hakan Fidan said cooperation in the construction sector could be a new opportunity for cooperation between Indonesia and Turkey, especially in supporting the development of Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara.
Turkish contractors are well-suited and experienced to realize major projects.
Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan added, there is a high demand for direct flights from Turkey to Indonesia. For that matter, the two foreign ministers also discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in the aviation sector. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, together with Foreign Minister Turkey Hakan Fidan and ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Secretary General Kao Kim Hoon, held a trilateral meeting at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday. In her statement, Retno Marsudi said Indonesia and Turkey would take advantage of the strategic position of the two countries to promote a collaborative paradigm. Retno Marsudi welcomed Turkey's support for ASEAN's inclusive approach in the Indo-Pacific. She said ASEAN and Turkey will continue to advance areas of practical cooperation, such as countering violent terrorism and extremism, energy transition, science and technology, and disaster management.
Indonesia looks forward for a stronger ASEAN and Turkey cooperation to continue the joint cooperation program in line with the practical cooperation area of our sectoral dialogue partner.
Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Turkey Hakan Fidan said Turkey had a strong desire to continue cooperating with ASEAN. Indonesia, as the current chair of ASEAN, according to him, has played a lot of roles in encouraging the strengthening of Turkey's relations with ASEAN.
I underlined that Turkey is interested in further developing political dialogue with ASEAN. During Indonesia's successful chairmanship, we enhanced our institutional relations with ASEAN. We are grateful to Indonesia for its continued support.
On that occasion, Hakan Fidan also reiterated Turkey's desire to develop and continue to deepen cooperative relations with Indonesia. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin inaugurated 5 national strategic projects in Manokwari District, West Papua Province on Saturday. In detail, the 5 projects were the capacity expansion of 2 roads, construction of a bridge, development of the Sanggeng Modern Market, and arrangement of the Borarsi public open space. Vice President Amin remarked the government will commence working on the strategic project this year. He added that his visit to the province serves as proof of the central government's commitment to investing tremendous efforts to develop Indonesia's Papua provinces. The efforts align with presidential regulation on the 2021-2041 master plan for the acceleration of Papua's development. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said on Saturday his country will provide a bigger batch of military supplies and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. He was speaking during a visit to Kyiv for a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The surprise tip came after Yoon attended a NATO alliance summit in Lithuania and visited Poland this week, where he expressed solidarity with Ukraine against Russia's invasion. In a press conference, Yoon said South Korea also plans to provide Ukraine with $150 million in humanitarian aid this year, following about $100 million in 2022. China's President Xi Jinping said China must build a solid security barrier around its internet under the supervision of the ruling Communist Party. In his latest call to safeguard online data and information, he said China must persist in managing, operating, and ensuring access to the internet in accordance with the law. She said this in instructions delivered to officials attending a 2-day cybersecurity meeting in Beijing that ended on Saturday, July the 15th. In the past decade, Xi has made preserving security priority with a concept of security covering everything from politics and the economy to the environment and cyberspace. A ship is en route to Yemen to pump oil from decaying Safer tanker, the UN's official coordinator for Yemen said on Saturday. The Iran-backed Houthis finally allowed international engineers to board and inspect the deteriorating Safer tanker moored off Hodeidah in western Yemen after years of resistance against any operation to salvage the ship. The 47-year-old Safer has had little or no maintenance once the war in Yemen began in 2015 and has deteriorated to such an extent that experts fear it is an imminent danger of springing a leak, catching fire, or exploding. Environmentalists and officials have warned of large-scale environmental disaster if the ship cargo leak into the ocean. Last item, Selangor, Malaysia's richest and most industrialized state, is expected to be the most hotly contested at the August 12 state elections. Observers believe failure to defend the state led by the Pakatan Harapan coalition since 2008 will have serious repercussions for Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's administration at the federal level. In the 15th general election last November, the opposition Perikatan Nasional backed 6 out of 22 federal seats in Selangor, driven by the so-called Islamic Green Wave. At the upcoming state election, 56 seats in the Selangor State Assembly are up for grabs. 39 of them are predominantly Malay seats. A simple majority of 29 seats is needed to rule the state. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on ASEAN ministerial meeting resulted in a joint communique. The 56th ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Ministerial Meeting AMM, was held on July 11 and 12 in Jakarta, Indonesia. It was chaired by Indonesia under the theme ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. During the meeting, the leaders reaffirmed ASEAN's commitment to strengthen ASEAN as a strong and agile organization, complemented by strengthening institutional capacity and effectiveness. This meeting resulted in a joint communique, an agreement containing 149 points of discussion that were of concern during the meeting. It contains the points of agreement of ASEAN leaders to overcome current challenges and to remain credible and relevant to the people, regionally and globally, while continuing to function as a center for growth and prosperity in the region. Meanwhile, in the 56th AMM retreat session, the Asian foreign ministers agreed on 6 points of agreement, namely, all ASEAN member countries provide support and appreciation for the things that have been done by Indonesia as chair of ASEAN regarding the Myanmar issue. Secondly, all countries emphasize the importance of unity among member countries. Third, the 5-point consensus approach remains the main reference for crisis resolution in Myanmar, while other initiatives should support and align with the 5-point consensus, namely constructive dialogue, cessation of violence, mediation between various parties, providing humanitarian assistance, and sending a special envoy to Myanmar. The next point that was also agreed upon at the 56th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting Retreat Session was the ASEAN's current priority is the implementation of the 5-point consensus. Common perception regarding the approach that has been taken by Indonesia towards the Myanmar crisis, including encouragement for dialogue in order to create a long-lasting peaceful solution. The meeting also agreed to review the 5-point consensus by looking at the development of the situation in Myanmar. Meanwhile, Indonesia as chair of ASEAN will continue to coordinate with the ASEAN Humanitarian Assistance or AHA Center for the distribution of humanitarian assistance to Myanmar. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the results of the retreat session would be presented to ASEAN leaders at the 43rd summit in September. Meanwhile, the 56th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting also received an official visit by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Friday. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo conveyed the commitment of Indonesia and ASEAN to continue to strengthen unity and solidity and to strengthen ASEAN's centrality in maintaining peace and stability in the region. According to him, ASEAN should not become an arena for competition and become a proxy for any country by consistently respecting international law. The 56th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting was also attended by foreign ministers of ASEAN partners, including from the European Union, Asia-Pacific, the United States, Russia, Canada, Japan, and South Korea. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with July the 16th, 1945, the first nuclear test conducted near Alamogordo, New Mexico, USA. Trinity is the name of the nuclear test of atomic bomb in Manhattan Project during World War II. It was a research and development project during World War II to develop the first nuclear weapons. The detonation took place at Alamogordo, New Mexico on July the 16th, 1945. The bomb weighed 19 kilotons and was the first atomic bomb with detonation. The bomb was loaded with plutonium and was of the same model as the one later dropped on Nagasaki on August the 9th, 1945. The explosion left a crater of 3 meters deep and 330 meters wide. The growing mushroom cloud was 16,000 meters high, and the shock wave could be felt 160 kilometers away. Until today, this area still contains radioactive elements. Turning to July the 16, 1969. The launch of the Apollo 11 mission. Apollo 11 was the first U.S. manned space mission to successfully bring humans to moon and return safely. Apollo 11 is one of the NASA's project, which was launched on July the 16, 1969, using a Saturn V rocket and arrived on the moon on July the 20th of the same year. At the time of landing on the moon, the spacecraft was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins. I'll end today in history with July the 16th, 1979. Saddam Hussein becomes president of Iraq. Saddam Hussein Abdul Al-Majid Al-Tikriti was president of Iraq from July the 16, 1979 to April the 9, 2003. His power ended after Iraq was invaded by a US-led coalition force in 2003. As a leading member of the Iraqi Ba'ath Party, which advocated pan-secular Arabism, economic modernization, and Arab socialism, Saddam played a key role in the 1968 coup that kept his party in power for a long time in the country. That was today in history.
my listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Claudio Martijena in Argentina. He was listening to Spanish programs of our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz at 5:40 to 5:58 p.m. UTC with SINPO 15331. Hello, Mr. Martijena. Thank you for your reception report. Unfortunately, the signal was so poor in your country. As for information, if you listen to VOI broadcast but there is a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problems, I suggest you use RRI Playgo application. Just download it on your smartphone, type RRI Playgo, then select logo VOI. Well, Mr. Claudio Martijena, here is a beautiful song for you on this lovely Sunday. Enjoy!
Untuk pergi membiarkan hidupku
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Mandalika Circuit holds 2024 Energy Efficient Vehicle Marathon Race. The Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia, once again hosted the 2023-2024 Shell Eco Marathon Energy Efficient Vehicle Competition. President Director and Country Chair of Shell Indonesia, Ingrid Siburian, when met by media crew while accompanying Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, who was present at the event, said that besides holding the Asia-Pacific and Middle East Zone races in 2023, the Mandalika Circuit will also host the same event again next year. And also the 2024 Shell Eco Marathon World Championship, which this year will be held in Bangalore, India from October the 10th until 12th. The Shell Eco Marathon World Championship is an event that not only competes for energy saving, but also competes for speed and is attended by regional representatives from America and Europe. The appointment of Mandalika Circuit as the host of the Shell Eco Marathon World Championship is a form of the world's trust in Indonesia and the capacity of the Mandalika Circuit. Indonesia has been appointed to be the host of the Shell Eco Marathon Energy Efficient Vehicle Competition event for three consecutive times from 2021 to 2024. In organizing the creativity competition among well-known international universities during the event, Indonesia dominated by winning five champions from six on-track competition categories and one winner from the six off-track competition categories in Shell Eco Marathon 2022. It also won four champions from six on-track categories and one winner of six Shell Eco Marathon 2023 off-track competition categories. Three teams from Indonesia, namely Garuda UNY Eco Team 1 from Yogyakarta State University, ITS Team Sapu Angin from the 10 November Institute of Technology, and Arjuna UI team from the University of Indonesia will represent Indonesia at the Shell Eco Marathon World Championship in Bangalore, India from October the 10th until 12, 2023. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will greet our listener from Pakistan, Kalab Abbas. Hello, sir. Thank you for always monitoring our broadcast, both English and Indonesian. We also thank you for your comments and compliments on the Voice of Indonesia Facebook fan page. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me and everyone else around you. Do think you're the one, 'cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like the sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. You tell me why. Why do I do to love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Girl, I don't need a reason to fall. Baby, I'll be there just a call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else you're the one. 'Cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move you. Tell me why. Why do I do love it every inch of you? Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
Your return to
now and forever. 'Cause baby, you're irresistible star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do love it every inch of you? 'Cause baby, you're irresistibly good. Good.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Every region in Indonesia has its own uniqueness and specialties in terms of culinary. Likewise, the Mandar people who live in the province of West Sulawesi who have a popular cake called bolu paranggi. The appearance of bolu paranggi is just like any ordinary cake or loaf, but with a brownish color. The typical Mandaris paranggi bolu or bolu paranggi is mainly made from wheat flour and brown sugar, so it tastes soft and sweet. The cake is usually enjoyed when gathering with family or friends, and it is even more delicious when served with tea or coffee. The process of making bolu paranggi is easy and very simple. In Mandar, people still use traditional utensils like clay pottery and stove using wood as fuel. The main ingredients are flour, brown sugar, water, and developer, all mixed together until it becomes thick pastry. Then some molds made of iron or thick aluminium are prepared. The molds, as well as the cover, which is made of clay, are heated using fire from coconut fiber and wood. The mold is smeared with a little margarine so that the bolu paranggi cake won't stick and comes off easily. The pastry that has been poured into the mold is covered using the pottery that have been heated by burning at a certain temperature, so it will cook more quickly and evenly. It only takes a few minutes to bake bolu paranggi. This is marked by the pastry that has expanded and changed color to brown. Even though the outside of the paranggi sponge cake or bolu paranggi looks solid, the inside feels soft. Sometimes there are even people who prefer this cake to be slightly burnt outside but soft inside. The taste is even better when eaten while it is still warm. Therefore, there are usually visitors who are willing to wait because they want to buy bolu paranggi while it is still hot. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25th, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, phone Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on our website, voinews.id. For further information, you can contact us through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. You can also send a message through WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
Apa yang kamu mimpikan dan apa yang tak kau lakukan adalah rahasia jalan hidupmu. Harapan yang tak kunjung datang menjadi sebuah kenyataan adalah wujud kemunduran dirimu. Jangan biarkan kamu terbang dan kembangkan sayapmu. Tinggi lagi di angkasa bersama bintang-bintang biru. Wujudkan semua mimpimu. Terbang dan kembangkan sayapmu. Tinggi lagi di angkasa menembus dinding langit biru. Wujudkan semua mimpimu. Jangan biarkan kamu. Satu. Apa yang kamu mimpikan dan apa yang tak kau lakukan adalah rahasia jalan. Sebuah kenyataan adalah wujud kehancuran dirimu. Jangan biarkan kamu terbang dan kembangkan sayapmu. Tinggi lagi di angkasa bersama bintang-bintang biru. Bersama
bintang-bintang biru, wujudkan semua mimpimu. Terbang dan kembangkan sayapmu, tinggi lagi di angkasa, menembus dinding langit biru, wujudkan semua mimpimu. Jangan biarkan, jangan biarkan kamu jatuh.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on ITS Energy Saving Car Team won the Shell Eco Marathon. Two teams of energy-efficient cars from the 10th of November Institute of Technology, or ITS, have again made proud achievements at the international level. This time, the ITS Sapu Angin team won first place on track in the Urban Concept Internal Combustion Engine category, and ITS Antasena team won third place on track in the prototype hydrogen fuel cell category at the Shell Eco Marathon Asia Pacific and Middle East 2023 event held at the Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit, Lombok, Indonesia, which ended on Sunday, July the 9th. The ITS Sapu Angin team with the Sapu Angin 11 EVO 3 car that competed in this event succeeded in conquering the challenges given, namely doing a 3-lap race with a total distance of 12.3 kilometers and a time limit of 30 minutes. The team was able to overcome the challenge with a fuel efficiency result of 422.9 kilometers per liter. The achievement of the ITS Sapu Angin team actually succeeded in showing a brilliant appearance throughout the race because of the speed and toughness of the car. From the start of the match, Sapu Angin's car was able to maintain its lead and dominate the race. Of course, this included the achievement of the car efficiency conceived by the ITS student team, which managed to use as much as 30 milliliters of fuel energy for 3 rounds of competition on the circuit. Not only the ITS Sapu Angin team, another car with the name Antasena Alpha from the ITS Antasena team also made achievements on the circuit. General Manager of ITS Antasena team, Gani Akila, said in the Shell Eco Marathon 2023 competition, his team entered the prototype concept vehicle class category with the hydrogen fuel cell energy number. In this category, participants are challenged to design a car with strong but lightweight materials, high-efficiency fuel cells and electric motors, low-friction transmission systems, and integrated sensors to communicate the condition of the car to the driver. That was Miscellany.
Menunggu kamu akhirnya. ku tahu dari dulu, hanya menunggu waktu. Jujur, ku mau denganmu. Ingin ku bertanya, kau yang berada di sana berhari lamanya, mengapa belum
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA Enjoy, listener. Today's edition of Music Corner presents you an Indonesian song called Sejujurnya, or in English means To Be Honest. The song is performed by Axel Ramanda, who is fondly called Axel. He is a singer who graduated from The Voice of Indonesia 2018 and Indonesian Idol 2021. Axel was born in Tasikmalaya, West Java in 1995. In 2021 and 2022, as a solo singer, Axel had released two singles entitled Lepas dan Pergi, created by Krishna Triastan, and Ada Cinta, created and written by Axel himself. It didn't stop there. On July 12, 2023, Axel released a mini album which contained 5 songs in it. This mini album entitled Rama, which is taken from his own name. Through his mini album, Axel tells about his life journey in this mini album. One of the songs, entitled Sejadinya, in which Axel collaborated with Dul Jailani, the son of an Indonesian music legend Ahmad Dhani and Maya Estianti. This song was also composed by Dul Jailani and Axel Ramanda. Well, listener, here we go. Let's enjoy the song by Axel Ramanda, Sejujurnya. Enjoy!
Sejujurnya, ku tak mampu lupakanmu. Hati ini rindu untuk bertemu. Ingin tahu isi dalam hatimu. Masihkah seperti dulu? Seperti diriku. Sejujurnya ku masih mendambakanmu. Sejujurnya aku masih membutuhkan kamu. Sesungguhnya aku masih memimpikanmu. Kita bersatu. Sejujurnya, kadang sulit move on. Tapi bagaimana, life must go on. Seandainya kini kamu telepon. Sejujurnya ku masih mendambakanmu. Sejujurnya aku masih membutuhkan kamu. Sesungguhnya aku masih
so much for listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma, sending out. Bye for now.